hundreds of people easily are out here, and they are made up of not only CDC employees current, but some who were either let go recently or those who left in recent months. You can see some of the signs here, some saying thank you, others saying thank you for being public health heroes. You can hear the applause behind me. We're actually going to take a walk and see what's going on as it relates to getting into the action. But this is all in response to the last 24 to 48 hours, really in response to the White House saying that CDC Director Susan Monterez has been fired. She said that she is not resigning. And ever since then, we have seen a bit of a back and forth, if you will, trying to get a little bit more context in terms of who is in charge of the CDC at this current moment. Let's take a further walk here. As you can see, again, hundreds of people out here all showing their support for the CDC in general. The other aspect to this, Meg, if you remember, just 2 weeks ago, there was a shooting right outside of the headquarters here. There are still bullet holes in the building right across the street here. That's the CDC's campus here in Atlanta. Some people say that they are still shaken up. We spoke with some employees who say that they have not been back in the building ever since all of that happened. They say that they are still concerned about not only what's going on as it relates to their employment, but also their safety. We know that the CDC is undergoing a security review to see how they can make it better, safer, stronger, if you will, as it relates to what's happening on the CDC campus. But there's also a bit of a concern as it relates to their actual employment, especially considering the layoffs and the reductions that we've seen over the course of the last 6 to 7 months. Also a part of this, we have that advisory committee that's in charge of all sorts of things as it relates to like COVID vaccines and making sure what's appropriate and what's necessary. That is something else that people say that they are concerned about. If you remember a couple of months ago, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Let go of everyone that was on that committee, replaced it with folks that are more aligned to his policy. And so they say they are concerned about that, especially as we look ahead to the end of the year. Let's take a bit more of a walk just to see what's going on here as it relates to some of the action, to see what kind of support is going on out here. I'm going to step out of the way.
Yeah, I'm curious, Skylar, who all the cameras are pointed at who? Who's somebody speaking?
Yeah. Moving out of the way here just to see if we can get a bit more context on that front, Meg. But as you can see, there are literally hundreds of people out here, if not thousands at this point.
And, Skylar,
and most of these employees have literally walked out of the office in the last 2-3 minutes or so.
Skylar, as you make your way, you know, through the crowd here, and as you pointed out, hundreds of people have come out in just the last few minutes. Have we received any information? Do we have any idea who might take over if she is indeed out of her job?
Well, that's the interesting thing, Meg. There's still a bit more to be said there as it relates to who would take over. Many here that we have spoken with on that front, they say that they want to be with someone who is more aligned with the science. They say that they are contesting Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s stance on those issues. And so they say that they want someone who is aligned. Remember, Director Menares has just been in this position for only the last several weeks. So there is not much that has been done over the course of that front. But I was talking before about what we had seen as it relates to the shooting and the damage here at the CDC campus. She was just here. She was just giving tours to the media, showing them what's happening on the inside of the building, and also saying that they are going to continue to provide resources to the employees here at the CDC to make sure that, A, they not only feel safe, but, B, feel as though they are competent enough to do their job. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the CDC decides to move forward. We should also point out that HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been in the public over the course of the last several hours. He appeared on another news network and also had an event in Texas. He said that he feels as if the agency is in trouble and we need to fix it, and that some people should not be working there anymore, but not wanting to comment any further, as he says, as it relates to personnel issues. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as we get a little bit more right. As it relates to those who are coming out here and showing their support, especially those who stepped down from the job.
All right, Skylar Henry in Atlanta for us outside the CDC. Thank you.